everything unconscious in the universe is deterministic, that we can predict how it will behave?
Yes.
We could say like that in a broad sense. For example, if I take this phone and I drop it, I won't drop it obviously, but suppose I drop it, then by the laws of physics, I can predict in how much time this will fall on the ground. And depending on how much height it will fall, I can even broadly predict how much damage will be there for the phone. So, mechanical objects don't have consciousness, they don't have free will. Therefore, their behavior is predictable. But Einstein said, you know, he said, gravity can explain the falling of objects, but it can't explain people's falling in love. That's a different thing. So, having said that, material objects, they are deterministic, their behavior is deterministic because they don't have consciousness. You also need to understand that there may be certain subtler forces in play, because of which sometimes even material objects may not behave the way we expect them to. So, for example, weather. Now, meteorology, as it becomes more and more of a seasoned, you could say, that it can predict weather more and more better. But still, there are so many parameters that sometimes the weather forecast just doesn't work. Sometimes when we are traveling in planes, sometimes the captain announces that now we are going to hit turbulence, and so please secure your seat belts, go back to your seats. But sometimes they hit turbulence even without their expectation. So nature is so complicated that all the factors that would go into shaping a particular action, whether we can even know all those factors, and therefore whether we can predict what factor will lead to what will happen when. So in principle, we could say that because matter is unconscious, its behavior is deterministic and can be predicted. But in practice, there can be so many subtle factors involved that predicting the behavior of a particular thing or predicting the outcome in a particular situation, that may not happen. And that sort of thing is also talked about in the thing like Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, that when we try to measure the location of a fundamental particle, of electron or something more fundamental than that, then the very act of measurement, we have to send some beam over there. When we send the beam and the beam collides with that fundamental particle, that collision itself leads to some state change in energy of that, and that changes its speed. So as soon as we know the location, we can't know the speed, because that act of getting to know the location is going to change the speed. But we can know one of them, not both of them. So in that sense, we cannot entirely predict what will happen. And the Vedic scripture also described there are subtle forces involved. Beyond physical forces, there are subtle forces also, which can also influence things in various ways. So consciousness is also a parameter which can come into play. So yeah, that's why the universe is to some extent like a clockwork, and we can predict. So if it's 5:25 now, after 1 hour, the clock will show 6:25. So in some ways, the universe is like a clockwork. In that sense, it's predictable. But in some ways, it may not exactly be like a clockwork, because there are many other unknown and unknowable parameters also involved in some cases. Okay?
Can we say that?